Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Full Press Hockey Daily here on the Full Press Radio Network. I'm your host and the voice of Full Press Hockey, Jim Berenger. Well, we have one team going to the Eastern Conference Final, and that is the Carolina Hurricanes, as they eliminated the New Jersey Devils in Game 5 of their second-round series of the 2023 Stanley Cup playoffs. Jesper Foss gets the game-winning, series-clinching overtime goal, and whether you like the penalty or not, the Devils defenseman Jonas Siegenthaler got called for delay game puck over the glass. And that's a terrible way to end your season. But it's funny because Rod Brind'Amour scored an overtime goal in 2006 to eliminate the Buffalo Sabres on that same penalty in overtime. And now he's coaching a team that does it. Oh, and by the way, Lindy Ruff was the head coach of both the Devils and the Sabres. So that's kind of an interesting stat. But Carolina was the better team, let's be honest. New Jersey didn't show up for 3 of 5 games. They put a great effort in Game 5. Could have gone either way. Akira Schmid held down the fort. But Frederik Andersen gave the Carolina Hurricanes a chance every game. Made timely saves. The Devils got discouraged in Game 4. It was an embarrassing loss. They quit. The series changed when the Devils gave up 4 goals in 5 minutes and 20 seconds in Game 4. It was a game. They quit, and that was that. Great bounce back in Game 5. Had chances. Think about it. The missed opportunities in Game 5 for New Jersey. Timo Meier. Don't know what he was thinking. I sure hope not. He was not trying to go back to Jack Hughes back door when he had a wide open cage, and all he had to do was put it in the net. Because he had scored one on the power play. Devils power play got a power play goal finally. That was their second of the series, but they still had to do more damage than that. But Meier had a wide open net, could have made it 3-1 at the end of 2 periods. It's a different game. Instead, Brent Burns gets his second of the game, and it's 2-2 after 40 minutes. A lot of chances for New Jersey in the third. Kira Schmid holds the door down for the Devils. They play great defensively, sacrificing bodies. Except one guy in the 63, Jesper Bratt. The flyby on the Brent Burns second goal, unacceptable. This is a player that if he wants to get paid the money he thinks he's going to get paid, you got to sacrifice the body there, especially in an elimination game. Can't be doing a flyby. It's all well and good. You have a great start to the regular season. 11-game point streak, but he's so streaky. Yeah, 73 points is great, but when you have 6 in the postseason, not good. And your only goal is an empty netter. You got to do more. But Carolina was the better team. They shut down the Devils going through the neutral zone. Carolina's defense is so good. Their D is so active. And that's credit to Rod Brind'Amour changing the system when Andrei Svechnikov goes down, Teuvo Teravainen goes down. Their depth scoring is showing up. It's not only Aho. It's Martinuk. It's Pesci. It's Natchez. It's Nason. It's Foss. It's Kotkaniemi. It's guys that you didn't think would do it. And that's what you need in the playoffs. And they're playing a team effort. And the Carolina Hurricanes have a legitimate chance to lift the Stanley Cup for the first time since 2006. Oh, by the way, Rod Brind'Amour was the captain of that team. Now, anything can happen. You know, they're going to await the winner of the Florida Panthers-Toronto Maple Leaf series. Again, does that get extended? Or do we have a Florida-Carolina Eastern Conference final? Who knows? But give credit to the Hurricanes because they frustrated the Devils in every turn. Let's give some credit to Jack Hughes because he got injured in Game 4. Most likely a shoulder injury when he took a big hit in the second period. But man, oh man, he puts the laces on. He doesn't take too many line rushes in warmups, conserves his energy. They were most likely he was going to miss the game, but he plays, has a great game. The Devils showed up, but they showed up too late. And getting blown out in 3 games, not going to cut it. That's not how you're going to win a series. Again, you have to learn to lose before you can win. This is a learning experience for a team that's going to be consistently in the playoffs going forward. Carolina, they've been there before. They just haven't been to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2019. That year, they got swept by the Bruins in that Eastern Conference Final. But Carolina, just the way they're playing, so good at home now. Now they're good on the road. They know how to get it done. You know, New Jersey, you can't be 3-12 in Carolina since 2001 in the playoffs and expect to win. And 2 of those wins came in 2001. So it's kind of tough. But Carolina plays so good in front of Frederik Andersen. They have 2 goalies. They're getting timely saves, scoring on a power play, shorthanded opportunities. Up and down that roster is just so good. And they know how to move the puck, and they know how to slow the game down. And they know how to slow down the neutral zone. And don't tell me the neutral zone trap does not exist anymore, because it does. Teams play it. Every team plays it. check out more at fullpresshockey.com when I put the article out, because every team plays it in the playoffs because it wins. Doesn't matter if it's boring, it wins. But Carolina gets the job done. They go to the Eastern Conference Final. 3-2 overtime win. It's a solid victory for them. And you know what? Kudos, because they're the better team won. Okay. A little bit of a rant here on Full Press Hockey Daily. Alex Pietrangelo got suspended one game for his slash on Leon Draisaitl. That was intent to injure. Doesn't matter what the league says. The optics are bad. You can't do that. As I put up on the Mad Radio Sports Twitter, it's also on my Twitter, at Jim Berninger. As I said on Raw Mike Richards Show, that's two games, if not three games. It's an Iceland move from Mighty Ducks, too, on Adam Banks. That's what it is. But now the NHL is given open season on guys on body parts. You can slash. And it's unfortunate because that's not a hockey play. And Leon Draisaitl didn't expect it. Darnell Nurse's suspension for instigating a fight in the final 5 minutes of a playoff game got upheld. Others have been rescinded. But the fact that Nurse's got upheld and Pietrangelo only got one game, it's not one for one. Pietrangelo needed to be suspended for the rest of the series. Agree or disagree, it doesn't matter. Optically, that's not good, especially when the guy does tomahawk chops a guy across the wrist. Luckily, Leon Draisaitl didn't get hurt. But I agree with ESPN and TSN analyst Ray Ferraro, who says that the injuries should not determine suspension length. It should have been the rest of the series. There's other examples. You know, you look at the Michael Buntings, guy got hurt, he's out for three games. And then there's only one game suspensions. But now it's pretty much anything goes now in the playoffs. You could slash a guy anywhere outside the head and you're only going to get a game. That's what the NHL said. Optically, it looks bad. It's not a good look, but again, the Department of Player Safety spins a wheel. A message needed to be sent, but they don't send the message. It goes back to when Henrik Zetterberg got WWE turnbuckled into the boards by Shea Weber in the playoffs. It can't happen. So, Nurse and Pietrangelo will miss Game 5 for their respective clubs. And you know something's going to go down in Game 6, if not next year when these two teams meet. The Oilers were able to tie this game up. They have momentum like the Dallas Stars have momentum after wins in Games 4 and 5. Rupe Hintz leads the league now in points in the playoffs, playing well for Dallas. Jake Ottinger's playing well. Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin getting the job done. Joe Pavelski, 17 game-winning goals in the playoffs. Unbelievable what the Stars team is doing. Let's see if the Maple Leafs can stay alive in Game 5. Their stars showed up in Game 4. They played a good, simple hockey game. Got the saves from Joseph Woll. Joseph Woll's a great young goalie. Let's see what happens now. If they stay alive, we have Game 6. If not, Florida meets Carolina in the Eastern Conference Final. Dallas is a win away from the Western Conference Final, and you got to have a feeling Vegas and Edmonton are going 7 games, and there's a ton of bad blood in this one. But this has been Jim Berninger, Full Press Hockey, Full Press Hockey Daily, here on the Full Press Radio Network. Enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs, everybody.